are live tonight.
People were like, what were you doing last night? I was like, oh, you know, like in solidarity for Howard Stern, we took the night off.
We didn't take the whole summer off. We just took one night off.
Yeah, a night. All right. Well, the big story today, there's a lot of big stories today, but let's talk about the big story that affects you, because I like to talk about celebrity a lot. And I tell you celebrity things. You're like, yeah, that's interesting. And if somebody asks me, it's good that I know these things about Britney Spears. But this doesn't really affect my life, Cooper. Well, good. Now I have something that is going to affect your life directly. We're going to talk about cheating. And the reason is because as we've been hearing that everyone is vaxxed and it's the summer of like the summer of sex, it's been called. It's been they're calling it the roaring 20s again, or the whoring 20s. Yeah, because people just spent, you know, over a year, especially single people locked up, or married people that spent a year locked up, not having sex with their partners for whatever reason, you know. So this is like, this is everyone's coming out party. I don't care what your sexuality is. Girl, you are coming out. So, okay, let's talk about a couple things first. So if you think your partner is already cheating, I have two tips for you how to catch them. Okay.
Oh, this was a great topic. Next.
No, wait. This is going to be a whole segment on cheating. I'm going to take it from every single angle.
Okay.
So first, okay. So if you think your sig other is already cheating, it's very easy to figure out in case it's not obvious. I've seen friends of mine do this. I've seen this on TikTok. There's a bunch of people that are doing these things right now. If you have the phone number of the person you suspect they are cheating with, okay? So if you go, if like you sneak into your sig other's phone and you see a number you don't recognize, or it comes up, you know, sometimes like that people forget to turn off when you get a message and it appears on the front screen, you could turn that off. But if you're cheating, you have to turn that off. Maybe you forgot. So up pops a number. You can take that number. You can go to Facebook and you go to forgot password. Then they ask you for a phone number, put in that number, and then a name will pop up. So you'll be able to see immediately whose number that's associated with.
Unless they didn't put their number in, which a lot of people didn't do.
You know, it depends on what generation you are. I think if you're under 40, your number's in there. You know, or here's another thing. You can also go ahead and check out that number, and the person's name will pop up on Cash App. I think WhatsApp does that too. So if you go to Cash App, same thing. And there's an article today about how to do that. So in case you're interested. And finally, I wanted to play you this one TikTok girl. So this was interesting. So she went to her blocked list on Instagram. She's engaged and she thought that her boyfriend might be cheating. I mean, as it turns out, now we know he was cheating with six different women. So here's how she found out. She went to Instagram. She went to her blocked messages, and here she is explaining what happened.
I'll never forget the day in 2019 where something told me to check my block list on Instagram. What did I find? A random girl.
What did we have in common?
My boyfriend.
Now I know, so
that's
blockers.
That's how she caught him.
Who did?
Yeah, she didn't. She didn't block the girl. So what he did is he went to her Instagram and blocked all the girls that he was cheating with, so that there's no way they could
phone.
So they couldn't communicate on Instagram. And there was something in her that was like, check your block list. And she did. And sure enough, there was a girl. And, you know, it says like who the person's friends with. So you can see who's also who's your friend and how you know the person if you have people in common. So her boyfriend was the only name that came up. And that's how she caught him.
You know, an easy way to not have that happen, not have Instagram. See, you learn from I was way ahead of my time.
I don't have
Instagram. Can't check it. There you go.
Okay, so that said, if you are determined to go behind your sig other's back and you're not in an open relationship, first of all, you should be. Just be in an open relationship. Like, be honest about it. I feel like so many of my friends are finally getting to the point where they're like, listen, you're awesome, I love the sex we have, but I kind of want to explore, and I think you should too. So you'd be surprised how many people have open relationships. They don't all talk about it, but a lot of people do. So this is interesting. So if you are still into cheating, that is your thing, going behind someone's back is just hot. You love it. You can't get enough of it. There is a scientific study in the Journal of Sex Research that came out today that found
it doesn't exist.
It's a real journal. It's a real journal. They get funding
for anything. That's crazy to have that as a journal. The Journal of Sex. Isn't that porn?
No. The Journal of Sex Research.
Porn.
No. Well, I'm sure they have a lot of studies about porn in there that I'll find for you. But today I found studies about cheating.
Okay.
They found the best cities in America for cheating on your spouse. But there's a twist. Here's the twist. The Summer Sex Index is what they called it. And before you start hating on men and being like, oh, men and their penises are always cheating. My God, what? Don't even start with that. Don't even give me that. Because the survey found the majority of the cheaters were women. Women.
Really? In these cities?
In the cities I'm about to tell you. Okay. Yes. 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 Women are really good at multitasking. We're really good at having a poker face. You know, and so they interviewed all of these women who were cheating on their spouses or significant others or whatever. And they found like the major complaints were, A, I'm in a sexless marriage, which, I mean, put a finger down if you've never been in a sexless marriage. You know what I mean? That was what happened. That's why my husband and I divorced. That was the main reason.
Well, that and you're a pain in the ass.
Well, there's that. Okay. So I think I was a pain in the ass, so he stopped wanting to have sex with the pain in the ass, which makes perfect sense. Like, I blame myself. It's not like I'm blaming him. Mm. He has a perfectly great sex life with his current fiance. And don't ask me how I know that, but I do know it. I'm in a sexless marriage was one of the reasons. My husband can't make me orgasm was another one.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why women are cheating, because they're like, you know what? Been with this guy a long time, still doesn't know what he's doing. Doesn't happen.
Maybe the guy next door does.
Right, right. A lot of that, 65% said they are no longer attracted to the significant other or maybe no longer in love with them. That's 65%. That's a lot of women. And then finally, the last reason was like various versions of like fuck the patriarchy, you know, like girl power, girl boss, hot girl summer shit, you know, stuff like that. Like, I'm sick of men telling me what to do. It's my body. I never had this freedom. You know, the kind of like a lot, you'd be surprised. Like a lot of my friends in their 30s and 40s that kind of grew up in conservative environments are for the first time finally like, I didn't have a sexuality. Like I didn't have freedom to have sex wherever I wanted and whenever I wanted to when I was single. Now they've been with the same guy for a million years and they're like, I want that now. Like, you know. So anyway, if your wife goes MIA, here are the cities you need to look for her in.
No, no.
Yeah, here's the top 10.
New York.
Not on the list.
Really?
Yeah. They actually put out their list of their top 20, but we're just going to do the top 10 for time's sake. And you can Google the rest if you need to. But interestingly enough, New York is not on here. California is not on here.
California is not a city.
No, states.
Oh, state. Okay.
Yeah. There's no cities in California and there's no cities in New York or Texas.
North Carolina has got to be on that list. It's got to be a Raleigh or a Charlotte.
Is not.
Really?
Is not. North Carolina, South Carolina, both not on this list.
Georgia.
Here are the top 10 cities your most likely wife is banging someone else, maybe even a woman. Number 10, Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa's kind of crazy. I blame Ybor City for that. Ybor City is a crazy place. And I blame all the sex in the world on that one part of Tampa.
I have to say, like, the friends in my life who I admire the most because their morals are the lowest are either from Tampa or live in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Number 9 on the list, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Because it's so cold and they're always drunk.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they're always maybe drinking.
Yeah. Number 8, St. Louis, Missouri. Interesting. Boise, Idaho, number 7.
Because there's nothing else to do.
I guess, you know. you get potatoes,
cows, and chicks.
Right, and right, exactly, and a bang or two. And of course, if St. Paul is on the list, it's a twin city. Minneapolis is number 6 on the list, which is interesting that the twin cities are both in the top 10.
Yeah, well, because they're the drunkest cities, too. So, well, they are. They're always... Yeah. The drunkest, because there's nothing else to do.
They have that in common. Cincinnati, Ohio, number 5. Do you know people that live in Cincinnati? I do. I know like a lot of comedians and actors and people in the entertainment business. Dave Chappelle lives in, I think, Cincinnati, right? He's from Ohio. It's so interesting. Like, Cincinnati's got it going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it totally does. Like, some of my coolest, hippest friends that left New York, that's where they ended up, of all places.
Cleveland is another one.
Yeah, Cleveland's cool, but Cincinnati is the sex capital of Ohio. Atlanta, Georgia is number 4 on the list. That's a pretty big city.
Yeah, it's the number 8 biggest city, so that's why I would think it's on that list, and it's pretty condensed. You either live in the city of Atlanta or Buckhead. Those are the two places you live, and that's a lot of population in two little places.
Number 3 doesn't surprise me, Las Vegas. I mean, come on, that's a given.
Like, I'm
surprised that's not number 1. Really easy to do whatever you want to in Vegas. It's the whole whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas thing.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, we go back to Florida. Remember, Tampa was number 10. Number 2 Miami. Is Orlando, and number 1 is Miami.
Yeah, South Miami. Beach.
They're banging it out there.
South Beach, bringing the heat.
Just hot, and nobody wears clothes, and that's the problem. Orlando, I don't understand, because I think the biggest population is it's all those Disney World people, Disneyland people hooking up. That's
remember, it's people cheating. That's the idea. It's people that are cheating on their significant others. So, I mean, maybe I had friends. You and I knew people who worked at Universal and who worked at Disney. And the Disney, like the sexual tension at Disney. Oh my God. If you ever go to Disney and you see like Cinderella walking around and then like Pluto walks by and checks, like the sexual tension between Cinderella and Pluto is crazy.
They got a furry thing. Then the guy's dressed up like a big dog. It happens. And you got to dress in front of other people because you're putting a costume on and it's hot. I understand. And you really can't go anywhere all summer long.
Right.
You're just stuck with those people. And Minnie Mouse looks pretty good after a while.
Yep. Exactly.
That's
if you want to bang it out, those are your cities.
Just move to Florida. That's what I learned from this.